I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Anyone who's ever seen The Pirates of Penzance knows the problem. Being born on February 29th can get you into trouble. You live just as long as everyone else and don't have the birthdays to show for it. But Gioachino Rossini's whole life was a bit of an exercise in telescoped time. This is from his first produced opera, a farce called The Marriage Contract. It's a one-act which he wrote in just a few days. His longer works frequently recycled material, but he still composed music feverishly fast. He wrote The Italian Girl in Algiers in 27 days, his Cinderella opera La Cenerentola in 24 days, The Barber of Seville in 2 to 3 weeks, although he claimed it was 12 days. Rossini wrote a letter telling this story about composing the opera The Thieving Magpie. I wrote the overture to La Gazza Ladra the day of its opening in the theater itself, where I was imprisoned by the director and under the surveillance of the stagehands, who were instructed to throw my original text through the window, page by page, to the copyists waiting below to transcribe it. But after William Tell in 1829, he stopped composing operas. He didn't need the money, had health issues, and already had 39 operas under his belt. He'd live for another 39 years. He still did compose. There was the collection of compositions called Sins of My Old Age, chamber works, and his best-known sacred works, the Stabat Mater and Petite Messe Solennelle. Gioachino Rossini, who once quipped he could set a laundry list to music, died at age 76, or after his 18th birthday, in 1868. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.